talking, George, about the bad bank efforts going on in the United States, but there's so much else to be discussed here because this is, after all, the World Economic Forum. Let's talk for a moment about the price of oil. What are the implications of $40 oil in your mind?
Well, it's a sudden reversal of fortunes for the oil-producing countries. So, and in the Gulf states, you have quite a few bubbles popping. You know, Dubai was one of probably the biggest real estate bubble in the world, and it's now bursting. However, it's not all bad news, because the major oil-producing countries have been the enemies of the prevailing world order: Venezuela, Iran, Russia. And it's not so easy to finance a Bolivarian revolution with $40 oil. So I think Venezuela is, Chavez, probably his days are numbered. And in Iran, I think that he's not going to last a year. I may be wrong, but I mean, he's under considerable duress and his influence is going to decline. In Iran, Ahmadinejad is up for elections in 2009, and unless he can provoke some incident, or I think that he's liable to also be defeated, and you may have a more reasonable regime.
What about Russia? Can...
Now, Russia is more troubling, because you see, the Putin has been using oil for a number of reasons to reestablish Russia's geopolitical influence, to enrich the rulers, to maintain themselves in power, and to bribe the rulers of the neighboring countries to gain control over their gas. But through the success, he was very popular, and
not so easy now.
Now, suddenly you have had a financial collapse, inflation, ruble falling, living standards falling, and there is a danger that he will be more adventurous, trying to have some foreign adventure, Ukraine, whatever, to divert attention.
I'm afraid we have to end it there. George Soros, I'd like to thank you very much. We didn't get to China, but we heard lots about Russia. That is George Soros, live from Davos, the World Economic Forum.